Welcome to season 10 of Digital Learning Radio. I'm Laura, and I'm joined as ever by my co-host, Catherine.
Hello.
In this season of the podcast, we're sharing what is inspiring us on our ongoing story of learning. This week is Catherine's for sharing, and I am ready to hear more about what's been inspiring her to learn this week.
And I am so looking forward to sharing this week's topic, but first I want to check in with you. Let's circle back to last week's conversation about ethics in a digital world. How have you continued learning or applying some of those ideas from this book, Laura?
Okay. Well, first, yes, I have continued reading it. And I think one of my favorite chapters was The Future of Work, with the question, is innovation helpful or harmful? It, like all of the chapters, really could prompt so many relevant conversations to have right now. And this one breaks down how the gig economy works and poses questions about automation and future jobs. Plus, at the end, the Try This section presented a sample activity for students to complete and introduced me to a podcast called Should This Exist? From Katarina Fake. This is a podcast that focuses on how technology is impacting our humanity. It centers on one piece of tech per episode and asks what is its greatest potential and what could possibly go wrong. And then ultimately, should this exist? So cool find for a podcast, but also a cool way to structure conversations with students as they examine aspects of technology through different lenses and consider pros and cons of big ideas and big questions like what impact does this have on jobs and the economy? So a more streamlined answer for you, though, is that I've also thought about structuring discussion in PD sessions or even internal meetings through other lenses of consideration. And I really like the two-question structure from the Should This Exist podcast to consider what's the greatest potential for something and what could possibly go wrong. Lots of ideas, lots of excitement, still inspired to learn from this book.
Well, I can see why you originally said this could take a 60-minute conversation.
Yes.
60 seconds. And that sounds like a wonderful podcast first. And when you were sharing the titles last week, that Future of Work, is innovation helpful or harmful, really appealed to me. So I was inspired last week. I listened to the podcast with John Spencer that you recommended. I've downloaded the book, and this is even more exciting for me to get in, dig in, and read along with you.
Nice. Well, I can't wait to chat more about it.
Yeah. Okay. Laura, you shared a couple of good things, but before I go, what is a quick win or another inspiration of learning that you have to share?
Absolutely. And so my quick win is actually related. As we're recording, it is DigSit Week. And so my share is again from Dr. Kristen Mattson and also Dr. Leanne Lindsay. They have a partnership called the DigSit Doctors. They have recently released a free-to-use digital citizenship curricular framework. This is a 30-page document. It's designed for use in pre-K to 12th grade. And shout out to our Region 10 friend, Nancy Watson, for being a reviewer of this awesome resource. I'll just give you quickly the four strands that the framework is built around. Those are digital safety, media and information literacy, digital well-being, and social responsibility. And so for each of these strands, you'll find grade level indicators with some corresponding sample guiding questions, as well as tech skills and content standards that support each strand. It's a great resource, it's timely, and it follows my personal theme of learning and being inspired by Dr. Kristen Mattson.
When Nancy first learned that her friends, Kristen and Leanne, were creating this framework, I mean, she ran to the office and she said, "You just cannot believe what they have developed." And she was so excited and sneaking tidbits into sessions where I heard a little bit about this, and it is fabulous. So This is a wonderful share, Laura. And like you said, perfect timing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So definitely check that out as well. All right, Catherine, enough from me. Let's do it and get into it. tell us what is inspiring you to learn this week.
So apparently I am a book person and I have yet another book to share. This one is called Stop Talking, Start Influencing, 12 Insights from Brain Science to Make Your Message Stick by Dr. Jared Cooney Horvath.
Ooh, okay. So let's pull up our timer and in 60 seconds or less, Catherine, give us the gist and tell us about Stop Talking, Start Influencing.
Okay, here we go. So the book's author, Jared Horvath, is a classroom teacher turned cognitive scientist, and he wanted to connect the science of learning with the craft of teaching. His book explores 12 core principles of how people think, learn, and remember, and then he relates these concepts to practical classroom applications, highlighting practical. The 12 concepts are the chapter titles, and they are like text plus speech, images plus speech, multitasking, interleave, recall, errors. And each chapter begins with a story, goes into a little bit of the brain research, and then embedded throughout are these little small thought exercises that practice the concepts in the book. The largest section of each chapter is implications for teachers, where he answers three or four burning questions, such as, do the images need to be relevant to the topic I'm discussing? And he ends with, ends with a summary. So there you go.
You can finish your thought if you want to. I know I just talked over my timer last time, so I'll allow you the same courtesy.
So he ends with, it's a gray box and it has three or four of the biggest takeaways that summarize the ideas in the chapter, and then three or four direct applications, bullet points of things that tie directly to classroom or meetings or for us PD sessions.
Okay. Well, this sounds great. And I'm hearing hints of other things that you have shared in this beautifully connected way. So let me ask you, why this? Why is this inspiring you to learn?
Okay. So like your share last week and like another one of mine, this purchase came after I heard an interview of the author on a podcast. And the podcast episode came from Teaching in Higher Ed, and it was a book I enjoyed, but it was a couple years ago and I had forgotten completely about the book. However, thanks to Readwise, which I mentioned in episode one of this season, it's the subscription that sends me the daily Kindle highlights. I had marked several great passages and those quotes recently appeared in my Readwise email. So now the book came to the front of my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to look at this again and think about this book again.
I love that.
So the quote that appeared, or the first quote that appeared, was, "We are unable to understand something we are reading while simultaneously trying to understand something someone else is saying." And that just reminded me so much about all of the hyper-intentional decisions we've made about our PD sessions and thinking about the text on our slides and how people are taking in information. And so that was the like, oh, wait, this was a great book. So then I went back and looked at the book. And then here's the other thing is, this book is interactive, if you can believe.
Ooh, okay, tell me more.
So the, you know, both of our recent shares have talked about kind of interesting formats and structures of the book, but there are little thought experiments throughout the book. And so that is such a cool idea. So all of that inspired me to dig back into the book and then wanted to share it with as many of you as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also love at the very beginning talking about the author, classroom teacher turned cognitive scientist. And so I really like that. And I think in recent shares, we have both talked about authors who truly are educators at heart, and that really just comes through on the page. And so I love this idea of interactivity as well as burning questions. That sounds amazing.
This author said his goal ultimately is take what he's learned from his research and go back into a classroom.
Okay. I love that also. Okay. So you mentioned this phrase thought experiments, and I am intrigued. Tell me more about what this is or looks like.
So for instance, in the chapter called Space, which is actually about cognitive load and layout, which is something we've talked about, Laura.
Yeah.
The first two pages in the chapter look like a normal Kindle book. The next pages look like a newspaper, a digital newspaper. The next two pages look like a poster with all of these wild speech bubbles. The next two pages have a different format. And they all have content, true content that you're expected to read. And it was so disconcerting to try to capture any of that information. And I was like, that's what happens when you change your fonts, change the styles, change the look. And I just thought that was super interesting to feel myself. Mm-hmm. And then it was hugely eye-opening, like, okay, layout is important. Consistent layout is important. But then he also says, if you want to make a big point, then do something surprising. So on your slides, if you have something that looks quite different, then you're able to make a bigger impression because they're used to, here's something new. So
Okay, that sounds awesome and very meta, because it sounds like he did yes. something surprising to make that point. So yes. Ooh, I love that. Okay, thought experiments, very cool.
So then one other that he had was in between several of the chapters, he had the pages that were black background and white text. And he said, examine the image for around 15 seconds. And it just had some random image. And you're just kind of like, okay, whatever. But then at the end, he said, what did those images say? He asked you questions about them. And he had three of the pages that looked identical. So you practice those three times. And then he had one that was quite different, but it was still that 15 second intermission in the book. And so this is to illustrate the idea of not cramming, distributed practice. And all of those questions you could answer if you saw that image three times throughout the book. The one you only saw once was not practiced, or it was only seen one time. So it was so fun just seeing these little experiments, like, oh, what is the next page going to be? And what do I need to know about this?
Yeah, the structure of this is really interesting to me. And I love the practicality of learning about what he is talking about. And again, this phrase thought experiment, it sounds really cool. And again, sounds like someone who was a classroom teacher who, instead of telling you about a thing, is having you experience the thing. And how cool. I don't know that I have encountered a book that's like that. And so that's very cool.
I know we've both looked at the book or read the book Powerful Teaching, which is another one about the learning sciences, and it had some of those little thought retrieval practices throughout the book. But this one, it is a huge part of the whole reading experience. It is very vivid. You cannot miss these thought experiments in here.
That's so interesting. Okay, very cool. So you talked about a couple of the pieces that really stood out to you. I also know that you mentioned that there are 12 different principles that are covered. Is there one that you want to talk more about, perhaps?
Okay, so one more, and this is going to tie back into our Art of Gathering, Priya Parker.
Love it.
Because there is brain research about a concept called priming. And Priya also mentions this in the Art of Gathering, how you want to let the participants think about the session, think about what the content is before they actually get to the session. In the book, he says the brain holds on to recent patterns of thought and uses these as a guide to perceive and understand new information. So the thought exercise is, he shows us a picture. Again, fun to explain art on a podcast.
You're doing great.
Okay. So imagine a bath towel, shampoo and conditioner, and a shower head spray.
Okay.
Then he asks us to complete the word that is S blank blank P. So can you fill in the blanks?
Okay. I'm going to take a stab and say soap.
Okay. So that is an example of how you have been primed, because the other words he says are soup, ship, slap, stop, but you are immediately drawn to soap because of those other images.
So okay, cool.
He said this priming idea is not as strong as some of the other learning sciences, but it can be a great secondary experience to help prepare people for learning. So because it had the art of gathering tie-in as well, and just I've thought about priming a lot recently. So, so that's maybe my favorite section or chapter.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I love the just continued interconnectivity of all of your learning and inspiration. It is very interesting to see it all connect and build on one another. So I'm going to take a very random stab here. And so guide me correctly, but I'm hearing you talk about the structure and the just interactivity, practicality of this book, and then think about the title, Stop Talking, Start Influencing. Is that essentially the gist, you know, like stop talking about the thing and just start doing it or making that impact? Because it kind of sounds like, and again, this is just me thinking after listening to you talk here for a few minutes, it kind of sounds like that's what his book essentially is and does. It's not just him talking about these ideas and research pieces, but is actually influencing you to experience them. Is that kind of on track?
You're close, but okay. Jared said in an interview that his original title of the book was Stop Talking, Start Teaching, but his publishers made him expand for a wider audience. But the problem he wanted to solve is because he had experience in the classroom when he went to higher ed, the professors often had no classroom experience and they were not teaching very well, like the pedagogy that you learn as a classroom teacher. So they were doing things like, you know, the slides with 87 bullet points and 12 point font. And he said it was all stand and deliver, and the professors were expecting people to take notes. And his very first chapter says, you cannot read information on a slide and comprehend it while people are talking. So that was his impetus for writing this book. Let people process the information. So be quiet you know, let people have time to process and read and not read while you're talking. So, so that's the other piece of the title of this book.
Ooh, I love that. Okay. Good insight. So is there anything else that you haven't yet had the opportunity to say or share about this book?
This structure with the summary and the burning questions is so helpful for educators. And I think that the amount of time that we don't have makes this these little summaries so helpful. So shout out to authors who do summaries, who do the bullet points, who have those very quick practical applications listed for us. So if I am, let me think, what does interleaving mean again? I know exactly where to go, look at that, get that memory refresh, and then see how I can use it in a session. So yeah, just shout out to good structures of books.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, this one sounds so unique and accessible and practical. So I'm so glad that you shared it, because as always, I now feel inspired and will be adding more books to my life to come. So I love that. We just need to pivot maybe and just do a book club forever. Maybe.
It sounds like I would get into trajectory.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much and giving me another book to check out and to have with, again, just really practical and cool sounding interactivity.
Yay.
And as you know, we like to use the each episode as a place to launch further thinking and challenge each other to apply what we're sharing. So, Catherine, what's next? What are you thinking? How might you incorporate some of these ideas into your work for further learning?
because my favorite chapter was the priming, or because that's on my mind now, I think I'm going to add some more intentionality to my pre-emails that I send participants.
Okay.
And focus on content related things rather than just the logistics. Mm. I think also when I start the session, if I can do any other thing, you know, in the 5 minutes, if it's face to face, the 5 minutes before people can come in, or the opening slide, how can I set people up for a positive learning experience, a more meaningful learning experience? And then can I do that before they even set foot in there? So taking Art of Gathering, but taking this learning science and really focus on that priming piece. So what am I doing for priming? So that's my takeaway. And I think I can do that in the upcoming week.
Well, I know that you are so thoughtful and intentional in all of the PD sessions that you create and facilitate in your meetings. Really, this sounds like just taking it up one more notch. And so I'm excited to see what that looks like and know that you'll be able to do that. And yeah, we'll have to check in and see how that priming goes.
Okay.
We will stay tuned. Mm-hmm. So we'd also like to extend the invitation to you, dear listener, to share your ongoing story of learning as well. Take a moment to pause and think wherever you're listening from and consider, what ideas have you heard today that have sparked your interest and inspired further learning about stop talking, start influencing?
Find us on Twitter at Dig Learn Radio to continue the conversation and share your own learning that's inspiring you this week.
This season, we're dedicated to sharing our learning and the things that are inspiring us. We hope that when we share, the conversation and ideas will cultivate curiosity and inspire you to explore one of the resources, reflect on a question we've asked, or continue the conversation with us online. Share your learning inspirations and ideas from this episode and beyond with the people in your circle, with us, or with a colleague down the hall. We are, as ever, inspired to learn from Gail Allen and her work in the new pillars of modern teaching. She reminds us that when we share, we add a sentence to the story we communicate about ourselves to the world. Let's continue learning, sharing, and transforming. Let's get inspired.